Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Y'all need to get off Lou Will.
No, I'm not getting off him because I'm the only thing I said it in break.
The man,
he tried to fool everybody he was going there for the wings.
No, first of all.
He went there for the legs and the thighs. He ain't go there for the legs.
He ain't go there for the legs.
What are you going there for, Kenny?
First of all,
what are you going there for?
Kenny.
Legs and the thighs.
He ain't going there for the wings, man. Come
they're
on,
not
dude.
Called thighs. They're called flappers. They're called flappers.
He did not go in there for the wings.
I know what you were trying to say, Jet.
Yeah, TNT, they were back last night, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Entertaining as always.
As always. Shaq had to remind Chuck he has three MVPs.
Yeah, did you see that?
Of course. That's part of the show.
I know it is. And Charles takes it well. He just laughed or whatever.
Yeah, how many times can you say you haven't won a ring?
Well, and it was
like trying to call me a special teams player. Like, no, I hadn't heard that 1,000 times before as an insult. They can't insult me with that.
Well, and it was about the free throw shooting low, because Shaq was saying, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter about your free throw percentage. It matters when you make your shot, when you make the free throws.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Sure, he's saying it because he's Shaq.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Yeah, that's why Shaq is saying that.
Right,
yeah.
But, and then Charles did say, he's like, yeah, well, you know, you had Kobe and Dwayne Wade, and that's when he fired back with the, hey, I had three MVP finals MVPs. To your none.
Yeah.
So, but they were back last night. It was great to have the NBA back.
Yeah.
Certainly. So Sixers will be playing tomorrow night. And the Phillies hopefully back on Monday, Ike. The latest news is that they're going to travel to New York for games on Monday and Tuesday. And then the Yankees will come back down here for Wednesday and Thursday. So you'll make up those games that you missed last week. The Marlins are not going to play. They're going to be out another week?
Should be.
Yeah, it seems like the Marlins season's just totally derailed. Mm. So, 215-592-9494. But what does that mean for the NFL? And, like, we've talked about this, and a lot of people have talked about it. The NFL is actually on record as saying, hey, we're not going into the bubble. But I think with everything that we know now and what we're seeing in Major League Baseball, it's something that they should really do. If you want a complete season, if you want even close to a complete season, the NFL going in a bubble and figuring this out now – and figuring out a plan to get somewhere where everybody can be safe, to where you're not relying on people going home and not going out and not getting the virus. And that's what we're seeing with the NBA and the NHL. Everything's going great. Everything's going fine because these guys are in a bubble. You allow Major League Baseball players to not be in a bubble, we're seeing what happens. And same thing with the NFL. So if you want a season, I think, Ike, they should go in the bubble. They should figure this out. Push the season back a couple of weeks to figure it out.
It's going to be more than a couple of weeks. Yes, yeah, that's not going to happen. It's going to be months. It's going to be more than a couple of weeks.
Why would it be months?
You think they could come up with a bubble in the next 6 weeks to just push the start of the season back a couple of weeks?
Let's say they push the season back a month to where it starts in October. And they whack out some of the non-conference games. They figure it out, right? I mean, there's got to be some kind of contingency plans to where something went crazy. Because here's the thing. If you get a team, like with the Marlins, for instance, the Marlins have now, more or less, they've ruined a week for the Phillies. Same thing with the Yankees. You have six teams that aren't playing tonight. If you get a team that has a spread of this, what are you going to do? You don't have double headers that you can do. You're going to lose games, right? So then, how do you make that up?
You don't make it up.
Yeah, but like, so I don't know how you do the season if you're missing games because teams get infected and they can't play the games.
Well, the NFL hasn't said they're missing games. I mean, this is baseball, so I'm not going to panic and act as if baseball was setting sort of the example for what everybody else should be doing. I'm still not convinced baseball wanted to play entirely. Mm. And it's evident in the protocols, in the logistics of how they're handling this, how they respond to guys testing positive. It's evident that they didn't think this thing through completely.
That is evident.
So I'm not – this is baseball's undoing. Like, football isn't all of a sudden about – first of all, it's unrealistic. It's a pipe dream. In theory, great, but they should have thought about a bubble 3 or 4 months ago. They've had to spend I don't know how much money on prepping these facilities. Like, you know how much money they've had to spend to get these facilities okay for them to be able to come in, testing, all the things that are set up in there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've had to spend – you think they're about to go and spend that type of money again somewhere else?
If it means that you're – I mean, do you know how much money there is to lose? If your season goes awry and you can't finish it, or you lose half of the season, 75% of the season,
no,
much more money.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. No, that's baseball's issue. Football's not going to have that issue. NFL's not going to have that issue.
Okay.
They're going to power right through.
All right, so the question is, power through, get to week one, or realize this is a problem and figure out a bubble. Might delay the season, might knock out a couple games. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, is the NFL going to be able to happen this season without a bubble? Yes or no? Should they do the bubble? 215-592-9494.
And they certainly aren't going to react the way baseball reacted when somebody tests positive. Like, that's not going to happen.
What do you do? You just get them out of there. Someone tests positive, you get them out of there. Then what? Like, you have to do contact tracing to where, who did you have contact with? I mean, honestly, if they just.
Listen, we wouldn't. Listen, hold on. The only reason people are upset is because games are canceled. If baseball had continued to play and just set the Marlins, this wouldn't be an issue right now for everybody. This wouldn't be an issue for everybody. It's because they are postponing games.
Sure, six games tonight.
Yes, that's why it's an issue.
But it's also St. Louis now that's involved. The Cardinals lost two players positive today.
You're going to lose players when you're not in a bubble. The issue is, what do you do when that happens? And right now, baseball isn't reacting well. Mm. That's why they supposedly expanded rosters.
Yeah, why did they expand rosters?
I don't know. You have to ask Rob Manfred. All I'm saying is that the way they are handling it is what has caused you all to start panicking. Had they not reacted the way that they're reacting to the Marlins situation, you wouldn't be in here saying, oh, I'm afraid there's not going to be an NFL season because there's no bubble. Had they just done or had confidence in what was supposed to be in place, which is, A, once this happens, you remove guys, you continue to test, you bring guys in. There shouldn't be a full week. If there's a day or two of stoppage, fine. That's fine. That's why you have extra days to do doubleheaders. But the fact that they have shut the Phillies and the Marlins down for a full week is the problem. Are we sure the Cardinals aren't going to play tomorrow?
Well, no, I mean –
They haven't canceled the games yet.
No, there's actually a double header schedule for tomorrow.
Okay, so then what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that they're hoping they can play. They're waiting to see if there's additional positive tests.
Well, why wouldn't they just postpone it like they did the Phillies and the Marlins?
Because they don't know yet.
Exactly.
I don't know. You're right. I have no idea. Like, why are the Phillies not playing, but they're going to play games tomorrow?
Exactly.
It doesn't make. Yeah, but what does the NFL do? Right? Like,
haven't seen what they're going to do yet. Just assuming they're going to react the way baseball is reacting, and I'm saying I don't believe that's going to happen.
But do we know what they're going to do? If you get a positive test and it's somebody that's in camp, how do you not have close contact if you're practicing with
John,
those guys?
We're going to find out. Don't worry. Just be patient. We're going to find out what they're going to do because it's going to happen.
215-592-9494.
We're going to find out. We're going to see how the NFL reacts when in camp if somebody tests positive. I can't tell you exactly what they're going to do. I don't know. But we're going to find out.
Let's go to the phones. Aaron in Mount Airy. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yo,
what's
man.
Up, A?
Yo, Mark, you know, yeah. Look, if Ike was to put a team together in the NBA, he would have a team full of scorers and shooters.
Damn right.
He does not care about defense. He does not care about playmaking.
He's a gunner.
He does not care about rebounding. He admits it. Like, he likes them. Just throw it up.
Shoot it. Chuck it.
Throw it up. Shoot
That's
it.
Right.
But, like, I was a Ben Ingram guy coming out in the draft because we had Embiid, and I'm like, okay, put a scorer next to him because Embiid could do it all. Defense, all that stuff, put a scorer next to him. But Ben Simmons has grown on me. And what he brings to the game is undervalued because people look at, oh, he's number one pick. He's supposed to be scoring.
Right.
But not everyone on the court can score. And then when they say, well, we might have had to make the trades if Ben Simmons would score more, so why the hell did the Warriors go out and go get Kevin Durant? Like, he's like, you just need players. Some players are better at some things and some than others. So they went out and got Jimmy Butler, and went out and got Tobias Harris to pick up on scoring load that Ben Simmons didn't provide.
Mm-hmm.
So I've grown to appreciate Ben Simmons for who he is. And we can't underestimate how well he plays defense.
I'm with you, Aaron. We agree.
Oh, well, I caught you at the end. I thought you was pro Ingram.
No. You know I'm pro Ingram. But
oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you know that. But I was saying prior to that, and you may not have heard me, exactly what you just said. I've grown to appreciate what Ben Simmons can do. Because now my expectations isn't for him to score. Like, I don't expect Ben to be a 25-point-per-game scorer. I can appreciate the other things he brings to the table.
All right.
That's why I classified him as Scottie Pippen.
How about this, Aaron? Yeah. Redraft that draft. Who's the number one pick?
What we know now? Probably Ben Ingram, based on what the NBA is and what player and what you want.
Yep.
Probably for the Sixers, probably be Brandon Ingram. If Brandon Ingram is what he is now, when he was drafted, it'd definitely be Brandon Ingram for the Sixers.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
All right, took him a few years to get there.
Oh,
took him a few years to get there. Listen, here's the funny thing about that. Believe me, they're both young, but Brandon Ingram is actually a year younger than Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he was 19. He was 19 when he got drafted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was even younger. Let's go to Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Mike, Northeast Philly. Mike.
What's going on, Marcy?
Yo, Mike. Reese.
What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up?
Before I crash or before I have a heart attack, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I actually agree with John for once.
Nice.
What?
We're in the bubble. You have to go to the bubble. Like, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're seeing what's happening with the Major League. You can't wait to see what's going to happen in a league like the NFL. And here's
oh, but
the
they are.
Is that you're going to allow fans, which your possibility, your percentages of actually someone catching this is going even higher. And I get where you're coming from about this money spending and all that stuff. Look at the money the NFL makes. It's chump change for them to redo locker rooms all over again. If you start October 1st, and you
locker rooms, you got to redo facilities over again. Like you got.
I understand that.
Okay.
These teams make. I mean, you saw what the net worth of the Dallas Cowboys was, say, $5
billion. Mm-hmm.
$5 billion. And I get it. It costs money. But if you do something like this, October 1st, here's a thought for theory. So you do October 1st, you take the NFC East, you take the NFC Central. You put them in a bubble. You put them in one city, right?
Mm-hmm.
You play your division twice. You play four teams from the other time. You do a 12-game season. And you play in one city. You keep those 10 teams all together. You play two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. You're still making money. The NFL week one, week two, starts to lose guys, starts to lose a team. This is going to be I'm not saying they won't recover because everyone loves the NFL, but it's a black eye. It's just like Major League. Major League is an absolute joke right now. There's no question.
See, I don't see it that way, man. I just see it as – it's not possible to do right now. You can want for a bubble all you want to. I wish it was a damn bubble over this country. But it's not. It's not. You can want a bubble all you want to. Yeah, who wouldn't want these teams to be in a bubble? That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you ask me in March, yeah, build a bubble. Great. Go right ahead. Keep everybody safe. I'm talking about right now. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. They're not going to push back their NFL calendar of 2021. you'll have an option of the season gets shut down or they push through. Yes, like it or not, that's what's gonna how it's gonna play out. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about the NFL from a management standpoint. The players don't want to go on a bubble.
Right. Oh no, I agree there.
So that's why it's not happening. That's why it's not happening. Just like the baseball players didn't want to go in a bubble.
Yep.
They had the opportunity to go in a bubble if they wanted to.
Right. It's all Mike Trout's fault.
Yep. And how's that working out right now? It's not. In fact, according to Jeff Passan, ESPN, Rob Manfred told the Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark on Friday that if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it could be shut down for the season. Which I say, yeah, duh. Of course it could. Mm-hmm. And he's actually pointing to the players, too. The players need to do a better job.
That's who it's on.
And he's right. Well, I mean, no, listen, they need to do a better job, too.
That's who it's on. Were they not out in Atlanta?
They were.
Yeah.
They heard about the Wings.
Yeah, that's who it's on.
Mm. Yeah, but it's also on, but like, we know that there's going to be positive tests, right? From Major League Baseball to more or less, I mean, even Todd Zielecki had said it seems like they're kind of just figuring out what to do on the fly with all mm-hmm. of this. Like, you got to have a better idea what to do. I think everybody agrees with that. But if the players will just go from, and now with the new things that they have out there now, the new protocol, mm-hmm. on the road, supposed to be going from the hotel right to the park and then back. But what happens when you're not on the road, right? These guys got to stay inside. They can't be going out.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, the compliance officer's now there, so
yeah,
yeah,
it's all
that's
good.
But that's on the road. You know what I mean? Like, they will help with, and you got a social distance. Right? Like, if these guys will just wear masks and stay away from each other, if there is a guy that's positive, then it won't be an outbreak on the team.
Yeah, I don't see an outbreak around Major League Baseball. I see a couple people testing positive.
Passan also added to that and said, this weekend is seen as a crucial juncture for the sport, both in terms of hoping for a limit of positive tests and in players abiding by protocols. Local health officials have been troubled by the lack of mask wearing, high-fiving, and spitting by players, according to sources. Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on the players.
We've been watching the games. We've seen it. I mean, other than no people in the stands and some guys wearing masks or whatever, for the most part, it looks like business as usual.
And here's another reason why I think the NFL could be different. Now, obviously, human nature is human nature. You're young. Did you already do the top of the hour?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I didn't know if I walked over him.
No, that's good work. Okay. Holding everyone accountable.
No, I wasn't holding him accountable. I was just trying to make sure I didn't jump in there. When he needed to do his thing. But young people are young people, right? So we all know that they are probably the ones that are the likeliest ones to break protocol. But here's where I think it's a little different with the NFL. What they have to lose. See, again, baseball has never sold me on everybody being fully all the way in, their prorated salaries, there are players that aren't happy with the cut they're getting, their owners that aren't happy that they're going to be losing money as opposed to making money. Like, and it doesn't seem like everybody's all on board with what's going on, so they're fully committed. Well, the NFL, for those who opted in, they have full salaries at stake. They have a full year salary at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the motivation.
They have the most to lose, you're
that's
right.
The motivation to follow protocol when you're not in the building. Now, again, this isn't foolproof. Like it doesn't mean somebody isn't going to test it, right? It doesn't mean somebody isn't going to try to roll the dice, right? But the idea that what happened with the Marlins could potentially happen on the NFL level, once the season starts, to where it shuts down the season, I'm not going to overreact in training camp because there's plenty of time for people to quarantine, what have you, and still be ready to go for the season. They aren't playing preseason games. So really, you don't get your money until the season starts. You got to make it to the season to start collecting those checks. There's the players' motivation right there in the NFL. For those that opted in to play because they felt it was worth the risk, they did it for the money. The majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them did it because of the money that's there. And they feel safe. Carson talked about how safe he feels just being in the facility and seeing all the stuff they have that they have to go through. And you see the social distancing, how it's set up down there. So players like Carson, who may have been on the fence because he has a newborn, I'm pretty sure he had to convince Maddie, like, this is what it's going to be like. I'm going to be socially distanced. I won't, like, you can trust that Carson is coming to the facility and going home. He's not going to put his wife and his child at risk. But those young players who need that paycheck, well, that's what they're risking. And if it's found that they contained it recklessly, meaning being out in public somewhere, they could be fined. Mm-hmm. That's why I believe the NFL has a better chance of surviving than baseball does. The Miami Marlins clearly showed a lack of respect for the coronavirus, for their teammates, and for the other players around baseball. They clearly showed that. I want to make sure I continue to give the Phillies praise. No player has tested positive to this point from the time that they reported back up here to Philadelphia.
It's true. It's true.
And now because of that, there's talk of the season shutting down.
Yeah, more from the Jeff Passan piece. He says multiple players briefed on the call fear that the season could be shut down as soon as Monday if positive tests jump or if players continue not to strictly abide by the league's protocols.
Yeah, you guys might have a new producer.
You wouldn't be able to handle it?
No, I just need baseball. Like I need baseball.
Well, I mean,
so
we waited so long, and then you get to spring training, and then all this happens, and then we wait for it to restart, and we go through the month and a half to 2 months of a negotiation that was totally bogus because the owners had no reason or they weren't going to have anything more than 60 games, and then this happens. Mm-hmm. And then the Phillies play three games, and they look terrible in the first weekend, and now we got to wait a week. So.
Yeah, so the commissioner, through the owners, had to basically threaten the players. That's what he did with Tony Clark.
Yep.
Tell your players, they keep this up, season's over with.
Yep.
That's the gist of what he said.
Yeah, and then the veteran players on the teams need to talk to the guys that they know probably aren't doing things the right way and telling them, like, hey, listen, you're going to screw this up for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Scott and Delco. Scotty, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thanks Scott.
For taking my call.
What's up, Scotty?
You know, it definitely is. I mean, you got to be careful. These guys, remember, they're risking their life, bro. Like, you know, that's a big deal. Like,
bro, I'm risking my life
for themselves. They totally have. Yeah, the NFL will probably put a good thing in place. If people want to opt out, they can. Mm-hmm. Hockey seems to have no problem. The NBA is turning it into a vacation down in Orlando and sometimes in Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, it's all these guys. Everybody was on the player's side during this whole contract agreement for the shortened season and how the rules were going to go and da-da-da. And you had Mike Trout come out and all these guys that are supposed to be the voices of baseball. And while they might be doing it, the sport shows why it's dying because the teams can't even hold themselves together for a weekend. I mean, you're not going to see that in the NFL.
Scott, I think this is important to point out. It was really one team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not tests. I mean, we have two Cardinals pitchers now that have tested positive.
Okay.
We don't know where that came from. This was one team that has started this entire thing, and now they have 20 players of their traveling party. They're taking a bus to Miami from Philly to get the hell out of this town. You know, so at least it isn't rampant. At least it's not everywhere across Major League Baseball.
Hopefully not. I mean, you know, the 3 to 5 day window for positive testing and things like that could pop up. You start to see travel. Maybe some guy thinks, man, it's cool if I go out and maybe go to a bar or go to get some wings or just, you know, go take a walk around town. And that's all it takes. I don't want to see it happen. I mean, we want to see a season. And the Phillies, knock on wood, they seem like they're doing everything the right way. But the knee-jerk reaction to say just shut it down. I mean, I follow – like, I'm a big soccer fan. Like, they've been testing people since May over in Europe. And, I mean, they have positive cases. But those guys take it seriously. They're isolating. They do what they have to do. It didn't shut their league down. Didn't shut anything down.
And didn't the MLS – didn't they send a couple teams home or a
Two
team
teams.
Home?
Yeah.
They didn't shut
Dallas
the league down yet.
Because Texas was turning into a hot spot, and it came up right away. They're like, nope, you guys are done. I mean, that should be punishment enough. You lose your season.
Yeah. Get the Marlins out. Out. Yeah, out. Get them out of here for this year.
It'll do the Phillies a lot of good because we can't beat them. So
yeah, seriously.
Yes.
You have an odd job, Scott?
Yeah. At one point, I had quit a job during the summer with some of my friends. We were doing T-shirts, and I went to work in a Swedish gift shop down the shore.
Ooh,
a Swedish gift shop.
Yeah, it sounds as interesting as it was. We played a lot of Aha and ABBA music and sold like the craziest little trinkets from over there.
What's your Scott?
What's that?
Wildwood?
Cape May, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah, that's my vacation spot, and we'll be going down there in a couple weeks, God willing. So.
All right, man.
All right.
Be good. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah, I lived down the Delaware beaches for two summers.
Which one?
Dewey Beach.
Nice.
Yeah. And I worked at the French fry place on the boardwalk, Thrasher's.
There you go.
Were you making French fries?
It was awesome. Yeah, so you had the person that worked at the counter and took the money and then got the drink and handed you the fries. You had the second person that was working the fryer where you finished off the fries, because you had these three huge fryers that you cook so many fries on. And then, I mean, you only cook them like three quarters of the way. And then you finish them off at the front fryer, which is a smaller fryer. Are you a boardwalk fry guy, Ike?
I don't go to the shore.
Well, I mean, you have been down the shore semi-recently, no?
No, last year I went to Ocean City, Maryland.
Ah, yeah. It's not a real boardwalk.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Jersey Shore probably in a...
That's a good boardwalk.
Almost
Ocean
a decade.
City, yeah, it's a good... I mean, it's a big boardwalk.
Yeah.
The only boardwalk I recognize is Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that's my home boardwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fries. Like, I mean, I'm a fry guy, and you have to make a... It's hard to make a bad French fry.
So these fries are...
Right? I mean, unless you're Burger King.
Yeah, why can't they get it right? Why can't they get it right? No matter, they keep changing them and everything?
Yes.
They can't get it right. But these fries...
My bad, Burger King, my bad.
These fries, Ike, you're not supposed to put ketchup on them. In fact, Thrasher's doesn't supply ketchup to the customer.
There you go.
And then people get mad because they spend $9, $10 on a bucket of fries. They're like, well, where's the ketchup? I'm like, no, there's salt and vinegar. You're supposed to salt them up and put vinegar on it. And then
vinegar?
Oh, my God, it's so good. Apple cider vinegar, yep.
Nah.
Boardwalk fries are like, I would have said the same thing going into it, but then when you realize you have nothing to eat but fries and you don't have any ketchup, they actually don't taste right with ketchup based on how it's cooked. Jack, are you a salt and vinegar guy on your fries?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, I'm out on it.
Salt and vinegar chips? Do you like salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah,
well, similar. Same thing.
Yeah, similar.
No.
It's delicious.
No.
Guida Door and Window, their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Paul and Exon. Paul?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Paul?
Theory on what we can do with the NFL.
Yes. We're taking suggestions for how to save the NFL season. Go ahead, Paul.
I want to hear your thoughts. Each team has their own quarantine hotel in their home city, and they stay basically there. Like, they go to practice, they go back to the hotel, they go to a game, they go back to the hotel, they go on the road, they go to the hotel, they go to the game, they go back to the hotel, they fly back to their hotel. What about?
You just quarantine them in the own city. There's no bubble that you go in.
That's the best idea I've heard, Paul.
I thought you'd like that, Ike.
I mean, here's what I'll say to that. That's more plausible than try to get 32 teams in four cities or go to Montana, like Joe DeCamera said earlier today. You would have to get the players. Just take, for example, take the Four Seasons here or whatever nice hotel we got downtown, Ritz-Carlton. I don't want to offend anybody. Just take the Ritz-Carlton, right, and say you're going to rent that out for all Eagles players. Now, you're obviously going to have well, you need staff members too. So you need enough space for family members. Because if you want players to quarantine somewhere, you're going to have their family members there also. So it has to be enough space for family members when you're talking about the NFL, because you're asking the NFL players to be quarantined an entire season. That's 6 to 7 months, whereas hockey and basketball is only two or 3 months. It's much shorter. So, would you be able to do that, have compliance officers at the hotel, or get these guys to where you shuttle them from, let's say, Ritz-Carlton straight to the NovaCare?
And then back.
And then back, and then you guys fly out of the city if that's what you're doing, if it's a road game. You fly out the day before, right? Like, that is a way you could do it. You can quarantine in your own city. That's more plausible than the other stuff. Because all that takes is for a team owner to basically fork over the money for the hotel.
To house everybody for
6 months.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be losing out on a half of the season or, sure. You know, I mean, it would save you on that. I mean, listen, not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a way to do it, just quarantine in your own city. Put all the players in an apartment complex or a hotel.
But again, then you would have to have security to make sure nobody's leaving and nobody's coming in, right? I mean,
right, yeah.
I mean everybody would follow rules with all that stuff.
No. We're taking that out of their hands. We're doing like hockey. They go from a hotel, they're shuttled, they go straight to the arena and then back.
Yep.
Simple as that. So again, you're going to have to get players to agree to that. To say, I don't want to have the ability to go anywhere.
Mm.
Right? Like, that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, which...
And that's going to be the hardest thing to
do. Yeah, I don't... They would rather... I think they'd rather try to make this work than... Like
yes.
You said, they have families. They have extended families. Mm-hmm. How do you... Like, are they staying at a hotel for 7 months? You know what I mean? It's not...
Right.
They have kids that go to school and everything else. Brandon's got... Like, Brandon, for instance. He's got his wife. He's got his two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have enough hotels? That, I mean, are they living in a room? Is there a suite? Or are there
enough
suites?
Oh, no, you're going to give everybody suites.
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially these guys, these large men. Like
not this, like what you had in Tokyo?
No, nothing like that. But, by the way, Ben Davis texted me and said, I think Ben had to do the same thing. I think he may have played over there.
In one of
baseball,
the games.
Baseball, yeah, one of
well,
the games.
Well, because he played
too.
For Seattle for all those years,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, so... Ben's bigger than I am. Imagine him getting in one of those beds.
How big were the beds at Lehigh?
Oh, it's dorm rooms. It's like being in a college dorm.
They're just
room.
Not comfortable beds there.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to sleep in it. I did. When I was 18, I didn't want to sleep in a damn dorm. Now, I'm lying. Coming from where I was raised and where
yeah,
I live.
Yeah, you're in
a
bed, right?
Oh, dorm room was, boy, that was plush. Hey, I felt like the Jeffersons. I felt like I moved on up. So I lied. Now, by the time I became... Well, when did I move out the dorms? My second year? Third year?
Probably your junior year, right?
I hope after your freshman year, nerd.
No.
Well, some colleges didn't let you do it until junior year.
No, you're right. No, Jack's right. I think I did move out I think we moved out after our second year.
Is that right?
And like four of us moved into an apartment.
An apartment.
Yes. Yeah, you split the rent.
I mean, normally, like I had friends who went to Penn State. They couldn't, like, you had to stay in the dorms the first 2 years.
Right.
And then your junior year, you could get the apartment.
Right. I think. That's true with some guys.
Yeah.
That's true at some schools. I know we were made to do it for at least our freshman year.
Mm. All right, go back to the phone. We have a Dr. Tom checking in. Dr. Tom, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing there? Listen, I've been listening to the station since the time of Brookie was there, and I've
nice.
I followed sports since Jurgensen and Van Aerkorn and the Eagles in 61 after they won the title when the Phillies lost 23 in a row.
We appreciate your service to the city of Philadelphia.
No. Well, listen, just a couple sort of medical factoids. I'm about 6 months older than Angelo. I'll be 70 in September. Mm-hmm. But for the last 6 months of my career, I will not be able to see a patient because of my age and diabetes.
Wow.
I cannot teach medical residents, students, or interns because we can't have three people in an exam room because of social distancing. So this has really had an impact. As an internist and a geriatrician, I've lost 5 patients since March. 2 highly functioning 90-year-olds, a 47-year-old, a 53-year-old, and a 64-year-old. I'm not even an intensivist. I'm a primary care physician. But what people have to know is, and I figure I'll have the airways for a minute, the tests often don't turn positive for 5 to 7 days after exposure.
Right.
And even if you're the 50% of people approximately who get symptoms, roughly half probably do not, depending what age group you're looking at, you shed the virus for 2 to 3 days before you get your symptoms or before you test positive. So this is one of the things that makes the management on this very, very difficult. The second thing is, and Ike as a player, you'd be interested in this, both of you would be, a study was just published within the last week in one of the very reputable medical journals. MR imaging in people, I believe it was 35 to 50, who have recovered, who had a, quote, mild illness, close to 70% on MRIs of their heart show some abnormalities. Now, we don't know what this means, it's not picked up on echocardiogram. These people are devoid of symptoms. We've known for years that I've had patients who've had coronavirus, other type infections, and cause at least a temporary inflammation of the heart. And then the last thing that should be not distressing, but people have to know about this stuff, is that, again, very reputable study a few weeks ago, it may be that the antibodies that these folks get after they're sick, they may only last several months.
Right.
So the idea that you get it, you get sick, you get antibodies, you test positive, and you're home free, we don't know. There's so much about this. So, you know, as a sports devotee, and I saw Wilt play. In fact, I met him in the locker room once years and years ago. As a doctor, boy, it's hard for me to explain how we're going to get through this with, you know, with sports.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hate to be doom and gloom, but that's as you guys are younger than I am. But as Jack Webb used to say on Dragnet, just the facts, man. That's the facts.
Yeah. Dr. Tom, thank
you. I'm old enough to know who that is. From Dragnet.
Yes.
Yes.
The movie wasn't as good. That was the Tom Hanks.
No, that was terrible. Yeah, that was.
Because Dan Aykroyd was in it, and he's, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he had said it. The problem is we're still learning about this virus. And for the people that say, well, this isn't that serious because people, you know, have mild symptoms. If you're old, maybe you should be worried about it. Well, yeah, people are having lung issues and heart issues months after having it, even if they didn't have big-time symptoms, even if only the symptoms were mild. So, you know,
I mean, only thing I can do is trust that the NFL and the players aren't going to put themselves. I have to trust that they've done the homework. They've gotten the information. That's not our job. Like, if the league is going to put on a league and have a year and players are going to go out there and play, I don't think they're doing this blindly. I think they've done whatever they needed to have done to gather as much information as possible from the NFL standpoint and from the NFLPA standpoint. That's what I have to believe.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're going out here blind and just deciding to go ahead and play and hope no one catches coronavirus.
No, I mean, I think that they're much better prepared for this than Major League Baseball clearly was.
I just mean from an information standpoint. He brought up the possible effects of catching it and what can happen. I'm just saying that those are type of things that would make a player think to himself, and that's probably why some of them did. They would say, there's no amount of money that's worth me risk catching that. I'm opting out.
Yeah. Yep. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Well, I don't know if you saw this. Like, Gabe went full Gabe Kapler last night in San Francisco. He made a miscue. What did he do? You'll find out next, and you'll hear his explanation of it on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk about windows and doors for a second. Guida, window and door. That's right. So you know if you need those new windows and doors, right? I like to tell this story when I talk about Guida. I had a window in my old house that literally we needed a screwdriver to keep it shut because the spring was screwed up in it, and if you didn't, it would pop open a little bit, and then you have the cold air going out, you have the hot air going out, whatever it is, whether it's summer or whether it's winter, if you don't have good windows and doors, your energy bills are high, right? I just got an email from the energy company today that said you're using 18% less energy than your neighbors. And then they show you the whole chart, and they're saying people in your neighborhood use this and you use this. And I would say that's a credit to good windows and doors. And Guida Door and Window has the best windows and doors, and right now is their best time of year to get the best savings of the year. Their best offer, 40% off all windows and doors. It's their summer sales event. 40% off all their windows and doors. That includes all doors, storm doors, entry doors, garage doors, patio doors, and windows. And I have many windows from my house in Guida Door and Window. They're amazing. So 40% off and the luxury of paying it off over the course of 12 months interest-free. So 12 months interest-free and 40% off. You got to get this offer right now. It's limited time. Restrictions do apply. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.